This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 129. Okay, we're going to talk about having a conversation with your kids about your faith transition. And really, this could be anything challenging about your mixed faith marriage, about sex, divorce, death, moving. This can be the template for this conversation can be used for a lot of difficult conversations to have with kids. Before we get into sort of a script, I do want you to consider a few things. One is, you know your kids best. You are the expert. You are an expert on your children. Now, you may not know everything. You may not always get it right, but you are still an expert on your kids. So use that knowledge that you have and then use stuff like this podcast to supplement it. But I really do think a lot of times parents undervalue their own, gained their own experience with their own kids. So don't underestimate that you are also the expert. Okay, some things to keep in mind just generally when having conversations like this with children is you're going to want to be repetitive. Kids need to hear things over and over and over to create reassurance. They're going to get overwhelmed in the middle of this conversation, and they're not going to be able to hear everything you say. So repeating yourself is a really good idea. Don't get frustrated if you need to be repetitive, is another way of what I'm saying. In fact, prepare and plan for repetition. And you'll see that in the script in a little bit. The other thing to consider is you're going to want to speak slowly. This is going to be a lot for them to take in. Take your time speaking. Feel free to take all the pauses that you may need to so they can process what's being said and so they can ask questions and so they can just stay up to speed. So you can see the repetitive and the speaking slow, similar ideas there. The other thing to consider is don't worry if this one conversation doesn't go perfectly or according to plan, or if you forgot to say something, or if it wasn't really well received. I want you to look at this as one of many conversations, and you're going to have a lot of opportunities to talk about your faith transition. You don't need to cram everything into the first conversation. Okay, here is a script. Again, this is cafeteria approach. Take what works, leave what doesn't. You don't think this is going to work with your kids, don't use it. Modify. But these are the principles to follow. One is to be clear and straightforward. I hope I don't have to say that, but sometimes we forget. We forget to be clear and straightforward with kids because we're so concerned, can they handle this? Is this even developmentally appropriate? What should I be telling them? And sometimes we just forget the basics to be clear and straightforward. So here's an example. I want to let you know that I no longer support the church and its practices and messages. I know I taught you that church is true and important, and I have since changed my mind. I no longer believe that this is the only true church. Okay, simple. Clear, straightforward. Now, if it's applicable to you, you might want to add a little bit more about the mixed faith marriage or the mixed faith family or something along those lines. Okay, the second thing to consider is these next two deal with reassurance. So the first one is reassure them they are loved. Now, kids are going to need a lot of reassurance. This is where repetition is going to be your friend. So reassure them that they're loved. Here's a script. This means that I will not always attend church with you and your mom/dad anymore. But please know I love you and I'll support you and your own decisions regarding church. And I'll support your mom or dad in their own decisions regarding church. Now, I threw that in there just to give you some ideas. If it's not applicable to you and if that doesn't, that's not even in alignment with how you're going to be playing things out, don't say it, right? Don't say it. Make sure you're truthful. The whole point of this here is to give them reassurance, remind them that they're loved, remind them that they're valued, remind them that they're going to be still in a loving relationship with you. It's the primary purpose of this. So one, clear and straightforward with what's going on. Two, reassure them they're loved, reassure them they're important, reassure them they're a priority. And again, use the words you know that are most effective in your relationship with them. Okay, the next one is, again, more reassurance. Reassure them that many things will not change. The whole idea here is you want to reassure them that many, many aspects of your relationship with them are going to be completely the same as they've always been. There are many things in their own life are going to be completely the same. So it can sound like this. Some things will change, but so many things will also stay the same and be just as they've always been. We'll still participate in, and this is where you fill in the blank of your favorite family activities or one-on-one activities with them. Secular activities probably make the most sense. So for instance, it might sound like we'll still participate in reading books together every night. We'll still participate in going hiking together. We'll still participate in swimming together or watching movies together or visiting cousins together. Again, point is to reassure them that some of the really important things, you know, like for my kids, it would be visiting cousins and going on family vacations and things like that are still going to be happening. Okay, the next main point to have happening in this conversation is to acknowledge their feelings. Now, this again may seem obvious. It's okay for us to be really basic here because this is like sometimes we think these conversations are more complicated than they need to be. Just keep it to these basics. The reason I say acknowledge their feelings is we sometimes forget we're having a lot of feelings. There's a lot of feelings maybe in the marriage or just generally about the church and the situation. And sometimes we forget to acknowledge our children's feelings. So acknowledge their feelings. I'm guessing that you're feeling all sorts of things. Maybe you feel sad, worried, curious, mad, afraid, or maybe you're not even feeling anything at all. Maybe you're not feeling. That's okay. It's okay to feel whatever it is you're feeling. Your feelings might change over time, and that's okay too. I am here to listen to you. I want to talk to you about your feelings, whatever they may be. Again, notice the repetition I have. I also like to give them some feeling names just so that they have some ideas on what it is maybe they're feeling. They may not know what it is they're feeling, and it can be helpful to offer them a few names of feelings so that they can be like, oh yeah, maybe I am feeling a little worried, or yeah, I am feeling kind of angry, or whatever it is. Okay. The last one I want to highlight here is let them know you're always free to talk. And this is an important one to me. I think a lot of times in difficult conversations, we have kind of this implied idea that it's like one time we get to have this conversation and then we're not going to come back to it. And I wish that weren't the case. Think of like the sex talks. A lot of times it's like that one fireside a year or that one time your parents talk to you. I want this conversation to be a series of conversations. And so as the adult, I want you to be the one who's setting that precedence, if you will. So here's something you can say. I'd really like to talk to you more about this. I realize you might have more questions for me later. And I want you to know we can talk about this at any time. I love you. And I want you to be able to talk about anything that's important to you with me. I realize you may be scared or confused sometimes. That's okay. You can always come to me or, you know, mention mom or dad. And we are happy to talk to you about anything about this faith transition with you. Now, I'm going to check in with you regularly and see how things are going. Okay. I want to make a comment on that last piece. You're the adult here. I want you to do the follow-up. I want you to say this, you know, hey, you're always free to talk to me. And then maybe in 3 days or 7 days, I want you to circle back and check in. And then maybe in another week, circle back and check in. And then circle back and check in. This is part of being an adult. This is a part of creating a relationship where our kids feel safe to talk to us about things. You also noticed in this last little script that I shared is that you saw the repetition that I had mentioned. I once again reiterated the love. I once again reiterated their feelings. There were some things I repeated there, and that was very much on purpose. Okay, some things to consider at this point. It's depending on the age of the kid and even just the kid, kids fixate on weird things or funny things or things that seem silly or unimportant or irrelevant. They may fixate on coffee, or they may fixate on what this means for their church clothes, or like that they don't have to wear a tie, or all sorts of things. Totally okay. Don't let that throw you off the track here. Just let them do whatever they're going to do here. It's important to honor their needs at this time and answer their questions. So don't get too thrown off the rails by whatever funny things you may hear at this point. They might want to dye their hair purple. They might want to, who knows? And it's okay. They're just, it's a normal thing to respond that way. The other thing is they may have a question for you that you do not know the answer to. They may have a question about something you haven't actually considered or fully considered. And so just tell them the truth. I don't know. I don't know how that will play out. Let me think about it. Let me go talk to mom or dad, or let me spend some time considering that, and I'll get back to you. And I really appreciate you asking. Again, another time to be repetitive. And it's okay as parents to not have all of the answers all of the time. Another thing to consider, and this is one of my favorite things to use as a parent, is it can be helpful when having the initial conversation or perhaps a follow-up conversation to have a simple activity, like a simple tactile activity. There's something about that that just makes it easier for the kid to talk sometimes. And I'm not saying this is across the board. Use your own expertness and your expertise in what you know about your own children, your own child. But it can be really helpful to play catch with them while having this conversation, or checkers, or coloring, or Play-Doh, or putting a puzzle together, Frisbee, anything like this. When it's time to check in and see how they're doing, you might invite them to come and play checkers with you and then have the conversation while you play. Or you might invite them to kick a ball, you know, a soccer ball with you while you have the conversation. This is just a tool to use. If it works, use it. If it doesn't, that's okay. Put it back in the toolbox and pick up another one to just help the kids feel like a little bit more talkative, a little bit more open. Okay, final thing I want to reiterate is keep the communication open between the kids. As an adult, this is your job. So it's your job to be clear that this is an open line of conversation and to check in with them. Now, they may not want to talk about it. They may be like, nah, I'm not really interested in having that conversation with you, mom. You're kind of weird, or whatever they're like. But I want you to realize you checking in with them is incredibly valuable. And that communicates a lot of things to them. It communicates what they're thinking and feeling is important. It communicates that you are willing to reach out to them, and that that you care what their experience is, and that you want to know what their experience is. Whether they share that with you or not, that's incredibly valuable for you to be communicating. And so don't be too afraid about reaching out to them. Be the one who is the leader in that communication as the adult. Okay, I hope you found this helpful. I know this is something people ask for quite a bit. Go back and listen to it, take notes, do whatever you need so that you've got the tools you need to talk to your kids. Now, I didn't talk a lot about a mixed faith marriage. That might be slightly different language that you use. But again, same principles. Be clear and straightforward. Reassure them that they're loved. Reassure them that many things will not change. Acknowledge their feelings and let them know that you're always free to talk. Those things don't change. Whether you're talking about a faith transition or a mixed faith marriage or divorce or a move or the fact that they're not going to be attending church anymore, whatever it is, you can use this script and modify it and make it fit the specific circumstance that you're going to be talking about with your kids. I know we love our kids. I know we want what's best for them. And sometimes just practicing these skills and doing them is an incredibly loving thing we do for our children. So good luck with that. If you need help from me, as always, go to brookboothcoaching.com and click on working with me, and you can see how you can do that. All right. Wishing you the very best.